any of them would just ask, I'm tell them. I'm sure this goes for the rest of it. I was like, I'm happy to sit there and be like,
totally.
Here's the steps, dude. It's not hard. It's just hard work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to put it. It's not hard. It's just hard work.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what needs to be on. Everyone knows what needs to be on, man. Like,
and it got me. Thank you.
Man, you're gonna be like, it's the first time in my life I've ever said anything smart. So I'm glad the cameras are all.
Well, I'm glad we got it on camera.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Use EMG pickups because they help you get the heaviest tone possible. Head over to emgpickups.com and use my promo code HEAVY at checkout and get 15% off. And then once you write the heaviest song of all time, head over to distrokid.com/VIP/Garza and save 30% off your membership to get all your songs on all streaming platforms. And now to the heaviest podcast of all time. Okay.
We going?
Dude, are we fucking...
Are we live? Is this thing on?
Live.
We good? Live? Okay. Sorry. Yeah. I just ruined my own podcast. Cool.
No, kill it. Cool. No intro's better than the best intro, you know?
Well, hell yeah. Guys, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us, Chris. We appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it. Shout out to Sabian from Alpha Wolf. He introduced me to your band.
Oh, no shit.
Fuck yeah, Sabian.
Sabian's the best.
Yeah.
Love you.
Thank you, buddy.
What are people from Australia drinking? Because just the shit that's coming out, dude.
Poison.
Oh, yeah. Poison.
Yeah.
So you need poison to write sick ass riffs.
Well, the theory is like we're in the future. We're 16 hours ahead. So we just get all the sick riffs before they make it here.
That's true. Oh, you guys get records before us.
Correct? A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's Spotify ticks over like, you know, the day before compared to you guys, basically. Like as soon as it hits midnight in Australia, we have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that work for... I mean, everything, like podcasts and YouTube.
Dude, yep.
I didn't think about that.
It's fucked for us, right? Because our biggest markets are out here. So when we post that something's officially out, everyone in America is going, no, it's not. Like, we can't access it. We can't see it, hear it. Yeah. Like, fuck, I don't know, a few hours and you should be able to hear it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that sounds like a benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Not wrong.
Dude, it's kind of cool. Gets a bit of hype on it before everyone hears it over here. Yeah. Hmm.
The day the new Cannibal record dropped, I had Ben in my DMs being like, yo, is it sick?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, it's fucking excellent.
Damn, dude.
Oh, yeah. Ben from Shadow. But yeah.
I wonder if there's a way to like hack the system where like we could be here, but we're on Australian time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
RIP your sleeping schedule.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like that.
I barely have a sleeping schedule. So.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, we all do. We're all...
I was going to say, what is that? Yeah.
We're all barely sleeping, dude.
Yeah, sleep is not part of the schedule.
No.
No.
It's funny that playing music is the easy part. It's handling everything around it.
Oh, dude.
Can you handle like the lack of sleep and not kill the people around you?
Can
you do that?
We're still here, so...
Step further, man. Like, even just doing merch some nights, like, you get off stage because we pretty much all do it ourselves. Like, Ice helps with this as well, but like... You'll get off stage some nights just shattered, but you could play another set, but it's standing there for half an hour and doing merch and all these conversations that are like kind of draining, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's funny that like it's not even the show that's the most exhausting part of it all, really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially if you're an introvert, you do have kind of like a social battery.
Big time.
Oh yeah.
And I try, dude. You try to fucking recharge it or you try to push yourself, but it's just not there sometimes. Like,
yeah, dude. No. And then you're back in the van and there's another couple of hours and then you're doing it all over again.
Yeah, then someone farts, is like sets you off. You're like, I fucking hate that bad.
Yeah, the
knots coming out. What do you mean? Yeah. Dude, a simple fart will set me off, dude.
We've got the fart chamber. Like, we've got Simon's room up the back of the RV that we all go and fart in. Jack continuously breaks that rule and farts everywhere, though. So I break his rule of no socks. Of everyone has to wear socks because he hates feet.
Hates feet. Yeah.
Okay.
Not allowed at the front of the RV.
Fuck him. If I walk in and smell a fart, it's bare feet. Yeah. Like,
you're copping toes, bro.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Yeah.
You smelly feet piss me off too.
Yeah.
It's the sight of them. Anything.
Yeah.
It just does me wrong.
Anything. Because sometimes you had no socks and you're wearing shoes without socks and it's like. Sucks.
Oh, bro, none of our feet are worth looking at after these shows. Man. Like,
no.
Hammered.
No.
Can we do a quick intro?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure thing.
Sure. I'm Matt, play bass in the band.
Sick.
I'm Simon, I play drums.
Yeah. I'm Dane, I sing.
I'm Jack, I play guitar.
And this is Isaac, our driver.
Yeah. Sick.
Actual sick cunt.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. You are the first driver to actually be a part of the podcast. So.
No shit.
Cool, man.
There you go, man.
That's very cool.
That's sick as fuck, man.
Yeah, like part-time driver.
full-time mosher.
Full-time assassin. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Part-time driver, full-time mosher. What does that mean?
That's pretty, yeah, I think probably, I mean, most of the bands that are, like, on the package are driving themselves, but most of the time, like, when bands have drivers, you know, they're not as involved with, like, the actual show. They're just, like, sleeping, and I try to make an effort for most shows to at least come in, mosh a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. He's helping us out with merch. He's the first one to stage dive and mosh, and it's, like, yeah.
So how is it? Okay, so driving is probably one of the hardest things. How do you adjust like your sleep schedule and like, and then and now you're driving in snow sometimes and
it's
fucking 4 a.m.
Yeah, so I'm from Ohio, so at least I'm like used to the snow. You know, these boys aren't used to driving in the snow at all. But
It's terrifying.
Yeah, it's been pretty easy. It's been really easy on this run. We haven't had to do many horrible drives at all. I think we've got one coming up that's maybe like a 10-hour overnight, and then once we get into Canada, I think we have like 22 hours over an off day.
That's sick.
Gonna be insane. Yeah, tough, but, that's gonna be hectic.
But yeah, the schedule's pretty simple. It's just you know, it's like we'll play the show, drive a couple hours in the night, find somewhere to crash, and then, you know, knock out a couple more hours in the morning, and, you know, beats.
Get it done.
Sleep where you can. Yeah.
Ice has been a weapon, you know. Every day he's the first one up, first one to like gets us all going. It's great.
It's fucking sick.
It sounds like a friend.
Yeah, totally.
Which was a last minute thing as well. Like, we weren't even planning to have you on board with us. It was a very last minute, like,
switch at the last second.
Yeah, we had our driver situation kind of fall apart, and Isaac's just come through clutch.
I think I had a 3-day notice, maybe.
That was good.
It was like a Thursday, and I got a text, and it was like, can you be in LA on Sunday to be gone for 2 months?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, sure. Absolutely, yeah. I can. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was another hookup from Sabian. It was like, he put us, our driver fell through. He put us in touch with Isaac's mate, who couldn't do it because he was already out on a run. That dude hooked us up with Isaac, and here we are.
Sabian has his shout out to Sabian, dude. He's a great guy. He has his ear to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. All those boys have been heaps helpful with like just filling us in and preparing us for being over here.
And everything like, for years. Like, they're the best.
How do you do this thing?
That's been me in their DMs for like the last 2 months before we came over here. Like, what do I need to do with this to go to the US?
How does this work?
Yeah,
it's been cool.
You can't beat experience. You'll get a very clear answer.
And
saves you a fuck ton of time.
And then we get here and realize like so much of it is just like
he lied.
You gotta,
dude. Yeah, but like we've learned so much shit since we got here already. Like it's crazy.
Yeah,
like
you learned about Taco Bell.
We learned about all of it, dude. Like
fucking Buc-ee's. They love Buc-ee's,
dude. Chipotle.
Chipotle's goated. Yeah. I love Chipotle. We're pretty simple, man. We're eating like shit for the first few days. Like when we landed in LA that first day, we were like, all right, try all these restaurants, and then pretty quickly started buying like Walmart freezer food and microwavables and shit just to try to like play the long game.
Yeah.
But so, now that we're back in LA, watch all like,
oh yeah,
like fucking Doomies for sure.
Oh yeah.
Now you're in like the mecca of like vegetarian and vegan food.
Oh yeah.
So not the whole band is vegan, correct?
Whole band.
Oh shit. Yep. Okay. When the band started, I couldn't find that. 2014.
The band start itself. Yeah. That's a good question. So that's depending on what day you ask us, you'll get a few answers, right? Like I like to say probably
since birth.
Like you could say probably when I joined, right? 2015.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
And took but before that, it was like we were still trying to work out what we were doing, just you know, kicking around, played it. Handful of shows here and there.
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't as serious until Dane joined.
So once you found Dane,
that's when it got serious.
Once you find the front man, front woman, it's like, okay, this is what we start pushing.
Yes and no, because we immediately broke up after they got me in the band. So, it could be arguing.
What happened?
Oh, we'd like, I guess just the, call it a hiatus, right? Like, we played a lot of shows.
Yeah. What were we doing? Burnout and like,
first year burnout?
For the wrong reason. Well, no, it was like, you know, 2 years or so of like really pushing hard.
Mm.
And like Australia's so big, man. It's like 12-hour drive between each city to play shows.
Not pushing hard properly though, I'd say. Yeah. Like,
and we're like doing all the wrong things.
Yeah.
We're grinding out just tours over and over and over, and we just got
kind of done with
it. Say without having like a record to tour off the back of, you know what I mean? Probably killed us. So 2016, 2017, we kind of kicked it back up because it was like, we just wasted a year sitting on our ass kind of.
Changed direction a little musically as well.
Yeah.
Everyone, like that seemed to blow up. Like Wastage went gangbusters on YouTube and then from there it was just...
Yeah, it all ended up being for the best. Like, I think that year or whatever break, like I definitely got better at what I do and so did all these guys. And everyone was just writing, writing, writing more than we ever did when we were an active band. So,
yeah,
came back with a lot of ammo.
Yeah.
Just so you guys... You guys went from heavy to heavier.
Yeah.
You know, we changed our direction. It went heavy to heavier.
Turned it up.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think, like... Deathcore especially started with just like throwing two things into a pot that maybe shouldn't really, no one thought should be combined, right? Like death metal and hardcore. So like,
sure,
we love doing that, just grabbing whatever heavy thing we can and like throwing it in with like, I don't know, like rap
black
on this
metal,
spot. Black metal, rap,
you know,
anything. Nothing's outside the realm of like usable.
Yeah, and I heard you, Dan, talk about like you would study hip hop artists.
Yeah,
and kind of maybe kind of apply that to what you're doing.
Well, yeah, almost subconsciously, I think. Like, it wasn't until I saw a Reddit post where
on there.
Regrettably. I know.
Read the comments.
You guys are fucked.
Big bad.
Just drop in every couple of months for a dose of self-harm. And
Oh yeah, I hate this.
But no, this dude had like broken down a bunch of our singles and how like, no, you guys don't get it. Like, there's like a rap flow hidden in here, and like these words rhyme here and here, and you don't. You know, you wouldn't get that unless you're like really accustomed to rap and things like that. I was like, oh yeah, true.
Someone did a deep dive on your parts.
Yeah. So we've doubled down on that in working on the new stuff. It's like, man, if people are picking up on those hints, I'm going to try to hide them everywhere and like, like use rap flow and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Wherever I can.
It's always a successful copying or influence when like you kind of take that thing and no one knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, because that truly shows you put your own twist on it.
Well, dude, it was Adam from Oceano was the first guy. Like, I sent him like a $5 super chat on a stream, on his Twitch stream one day, and he checked it out. And the first thing he said, it really kind of floored me. He was like, man, this is very like hip hop influenced and it's Miserable Summer. I was like, is it really? Like, but he was like, yeah, dude, like the way you move in the video and then like certain phrasing, it's like, oh shit, man. People who get it really get it straight away. Like,
even to the way you're moving.
Yeah.
I didn't even put that together.
Dude. Yeah, if you look, like, heaps of those, like, low shots as well that Elliot got. Like, super fucking...
I'm very gestury with my hands and, I don't know, that's singers. A rough thing, yeah.
Fucking some deathcore
exactly. Yeah, the lines are blur between that and rap, I reckon. Like,
it's so natural for you. You do it when you're talking sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's sick.
Interesting. What are some artists?
Damn, that's a good question. Like, one really, four. Like... Hmm?
One for all?
Yeah, like... So, yeah, like, I love all kind of all the spectrum of rap, right? Like, especially Australian hip-hop, I grew up with that a lot, which, like, a lot of people outside of Australia don't really fuck with. It hasn't really, like, even reached outside of Australia, but it's very, I think, unique, different. A lot of it's kind of aggressive, so, like, we've carried that a little bit into into what we do. Like, kids in Australia call it gutter rap.
Gutter so, rap.
Gutter rap. Like,
okay.
Yep. Just rap about like.
Well, that's something I gotta check out.
Gutter meaning curb.
Yeah.
Written down gutter rap. Okay.
I haven't promised you it's any good, but it's like it's a product of its time and place in Sydney, and I think it's very unique to like Sydney. But yeah, like I don't know. Outside of that, man, like Big L, New York, like a lot of that New York scene. I grew up on like studying him specifically, because he was the one dude where it was like. In the 90s, is he really fucking allowed to say that? Like, no other rappers are saying shit about, like, shooting nuns in the street and stuff. And it's
dude,
like,
that's what's up.
Yeah, it's crazy shit. So I was like, bring a bit of that into deathcore, I think. I don't know.
Great, yeah. I mean, people forget, like, deep down, people want to hear, like, is he allowed to say that? Is he allowed to say that?
Yeah, yeah.
People want that in music.
Just blur the lines a little bit, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, yeah, exactly. I was listening to ICP last month. I was damn. If this came out like last year, I don't think this would come out.
Cancelled straight away.
Bro, we almost went for Halloween as Juggalos.
Same.
And we were like,
it's in the air, dude.
It is.
It's in the air.
Did Fago in the fridge? Like, it's all here. Yeah. It would have been fucking miserable in that like face paint though.
No, I did it and went to show these guys and then I just couldn't move my face, man. It felt like someone had made like a plaster mold of me.
Yeah.
Don't do it, man.
Yeah, I was so hyped to do it and then Dane walked in and just looked
just sick. Miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah, just saddest and most uncomfortable I've ever seen him.
I looked cool, like, but...
You did. And I'm still considering it and then, no. Just like, talking to him for 5 minutes.
Like, yeah, I still did it.
You did it?
In the pit.
It was like the...
Committed man, for sure.
It was hot, but there was a second during last 10 set and Tyler leaned down and
oh my God.
He like grabbed my face and he comes back up and like the entire Juggalo face paint is just on the side of Tyler's face.
Oh my goodness.
He guaranteed he loved it though.
Oh yeah, it was awesome.
What'd you end up doing for Halloween, Chris?
We had a show in Des Moines, we were all something separate. I was like, I was the black plague doctor.
Oh, yeah. Sick!
So those look pretty crazy. They wear like those masks with the long ass fucking nose.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I basically looked like Chris from Slipknot.
That would have been a pain in the ass to play in, dude. Like,
yeah,
fuck that. Sucked. That. Yeah.
Hey, there we go. The mask fell off. Like,
Oh shit!
So Dan, can it was a Juggalo? I forgot about that. He was a Juggalo.
That's great.
That's sick.
I was like, man, I don't want to fucking do
Dan.
Painting your face, man.
Yeah, dude. That's
We bought like every the cheapest paint from Dollar General that we bought.
Yeah. Oh yeah. it was bad. Wax and some other shit. Yeah. Would have been.
Like, see the Elf Wolf sleep token Halloween thing?
No.
Yeah. They went as like sleep token for Halloween.
Really?
It was like super authentic. Like,
I crushed it too. It's fucking ridiculous.
They went hard. They did a really good job. It looked great. It was fucking sick. Yeah.
Damn, that's sick.
Good. Yeah. And smart.
Yeah.
I feel bad. Like, if you go for Halloween, like, 1 year, I want to kill it. Like, you just go like, super detailed and hard. And like, that's been like, it looks fucking sick.
Sons of the Swarm went as you guys.
Oh, did you say that?
About that.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
That was heavy. They killed it, dude.
Right. Yeah, right?
That's great.
I'm almost mad that we didn't think of that. But, like, that's...
We would have gotten to the robes and then tried to order the masks and gone, fuck it.
Like, yeah.
So do they sell those now, the sleep token masks?
I don't know.
Not sure.
No idea.
I'm willing to bet it's like an AliExpress.
Maybe.
Oh, sorry, Sabian, if not. Like,
I don't know. Yeah. JK, they actually got them custom made, and he's like, oh, you fucking...
Oh, you're dropping my shit. My bad.
Cell phones,
you blew it!
Are we looking for him now?
Yeah.
Get a sleep mask.
Can you buy those? You should. I mean, that'll be people like buying masks. People love buying Alex's from Slaughter masks.
Yeah.
People love buying those.
Kid of Darkness mask.
Well, Dane's been wearing the pig mask for the start of our set.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a kid go as him for Halloween.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Kid back in Australia, like just crazy. I don't know. Yeah. Bought a pig mask from fucking like a Halloween store. I got a little apron.
And that mask
dressed the same as Dane.
It hasn't sunk in yet. That's fucking crazy. Like,
And it's such a sick mask,
dude. That is wild, dude.
Yeah. Tell them about it.
It's like, I used to dress up as fucking, like, it's Corey for Halloween and shit like that all the time, right? Yeah. So that hasn't sunk in yet.
Tell me about what? About
the mask? About the mask,
I have a pig mask that everyone seems really excited about. We're in the middle of figuring out if, like, that's going to be a thing that we keep doing. Mm-hmm. You know, like, keep the thematics of it all or... I don't know, man. I used to just jump up on stage. I could wear my shorts. I could wear, like, I could breathe. You know what I mean? I could wear whatever the fuck I wanted. Nice white shirt. Now I've got to get up there. Apron, pig mask. It's cool as fuck.
But it was custom made for you. It's got like sigil on the forehead as well. Like, it's all over our Instagram.
This one here. A buddy of ours, Chris, back in Australia, made it for us and brought it to a show. It is, this is what I mean. It's the biggest pain in the ass to wear, but it is the coolest fucking thing I think I've ever owned. So now, like,
I think that mask chose you, man.
It's
kind of you can't sometimes you gotta throw it through your hands up, like, well,
mask chose you.
You wait, we'll get home, it'll be in his closet, and it's talking to him like the Green Goblin suit.
That's what they all say, yeah.
Put me back on, play more shows.
Damn, that's fucking sick,
dude. Yeah, that's hard.
Where the where this idea came from or the concept?
Oh, so that's what I was gonna say. My buddy. Chris in Australia, he runs a company called Blair Meat Co.
Blair Meat Co.
Basically designing like props and stuff like that just for like anybody. Metal bands were actually the kind of like, you know, we were one of the first that he'd ever actually worked with on a scale like this, except for like a couple of others. But he really liked our music, brought a bunch of the shirts for his clothing line out to a show and just said, hey, man, I've made you this as well, and gave me that mask. And I was like, this is the coolest thing anyone's ever given me.
Yeah.
So I've just worn it every show since then. It's fucking beat to shit. Like, trying to clean it all out every night. It's on its last legs, but kids like it, man. They get it tattooed now, and like, fucking crazy. So
yeah, people got it tattooed?
Well, there was some guy the other night that came out to a show with, he bought this other tattoo artist had drawn it, and he bought that, and he's like, I'm going to get it tattooed right here, man. So, okay, send it to me.
My goodness.
I'm like, that wouldn't blow my mind. People have gotten my signature tattooed and crazy shit like that.
It's
right?
Wild. So,
yeah.
Stuff that, yeah.
I can't imagine what it's like to be a band from Australia and just try to get out there. So those, for you guys, you're just doing it. But for people like around you, it's like, damn, they have... They're a fucking real band.
Yeah.
Well, holy shit.
That's the thing, is that like you typically, like we get the whole like what do they put in the water thing from bands from Australia all the time. And it's the truth is just because of the distance is like a huge barrier to make it out. So like the cost involved, the grind, the fact that there's less Australians in the world than there are Texans. Mm. So like there's very minimal audience.
That.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like there's so few of us like worldwide. And
California could swallow Australia, right? Like.
Yeah, there's like it. Like there are states in the U.S. that have like greater population than all of continental Australia.
Okay, so this is the population in Australia as of 2021.
Yep,
25 million.
That's it.
California has more.
That's ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, type
right there.
California has almost one and a half, nearly double.
Yeah,
almost double California as of 2021. We have 39 million people, and Australia has 25. I didn't know that.
But how many Californians could you fit inside the landmass of Australia?
Like, that's a big gap, dude.
Well, the landmass of Australia is almost the width of the US, and like you've got four cities to play. Perth is on the other side. It gets less attention because it's so far away. But like,
dude, we've never been to Perth.
Yeah. It's such a small market. So to break out of that is like, it's like Alpha Wolf and like Make Them Suffer, like Parkway, you know, all these Australian bands, there's not many, but like, it's really difficult. So like, that's why we're so excited to be here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, we pinch ourselves waking up here every day, dude. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, with it being so far away, so expensive to get out of there, you guys have this impression of like what's in the water over there.
Yeah.
It's the competition.
Like, yeah. Dude, healthy competition.
You know, you want to get out of there. You want people to hear about you.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be good.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
What kind of competition is it? Is it like, fuck that band, fuck these guys. We're everyone's fucking dead. Or is it like, hey, we're all friends. This is fucking help each other out.
At this point, it's like super friendly.
Yeah.
Like
okay,
like the bands that are, like we were just saying, like Sabian and Scotty have been so helpful with helping us. Like
that's cool, man.
Just feeding us info on what we need to do.
Good to hear.
Like how to organize everything over here.
Yeah.
Nice. So the bands that we've all come up with. A bunch of them happen to be pretty successful, so
yeah.
And like everyone's just stoked for everyone else at this point.
Hmm. Like 5 or 10 years ago, it might have been a bit more sort of like, I think Sab said it when he was on here or another podcast, and he was talking about tall poppy syndrome, and that's so much less of a thing now. Like it's like Maddie said, like they were instrumental into like basically prepping us for this and getting us ready and what to expect and helping us out. And like I think it's kind of the same like now. Basically all over. Like everyone wants to see everyone succeed. It's fucking really cool.
So it's more like friendly friends, help each other out.
Yeah.
Definitely, like Simon said, it used to be different. Like I remember the first time I ever went interstate with this band and then would talk about how much I love bands from this area, you know, and they'd all be like, oh yeah, no, fuck that guy. We don't like that guy.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that was my first like big exposure to it.
But that sort of attitude is like, that's the people that aren't going to make it.
Yeah.
Like the people that are trying to cut each other's bands down,
sure.
Trying to make sure people don't get opportunities. Like,
yeah.
It's just lame.
It is.
Yeah. There's no reason to do that shit. There's enough.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough kids that listen to every band in a genre that, like, you know, they're not just our fans. They're fans of music. So,
exactly.
There's no reason to try and cut anyone else down or hold anyone else back.
Mm. There's plenty of room.
Yeah,
exactly. There's room for everybody, dude.
Yeah,
because we're. Suicide Silence, we're very competitive. I'm a very competitive territorial person, but back then it was like, you know, when you're 18, it was different.
Yeah,
like,
fuck those guys.
Yeah, it was like, fuck that band. Like, fuck. Yeah. But it was like I don't know if it wasn't shit talking. It was it was a very Slipknot approach. Like, yeah, I'm fucking kill all you guys.
Yeah,
you know, it was like a very like,
yeah, like us against them kind of thing.
Yeah, it was like that. I was like, fuck everyone, kill everyone. But then it was rooted in scarcity and insecurity. So yep. when other bands would come up, you would get jealous. I would get jealous. Yeah, like, you know, right. fuck that band. But then you get older, then you realize, oh wait, it's because you're insecure. It's because other bands are pushing you to become better. Yep. It's why you're actually insecure at being a little bitch.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, it's to me a long time. Now I'm kind of back to that, but with the abundant mindset.
Yep.
Like, I go on tour with bands, I'm going to kill you guys. But if you need anything, like, I'll help you guys out to be bigger than us.
Yeah.
You know, it's the abundant mindset as opposed to a scarcity little bitch mindset, you know?
Yeah. Totally. We're kind of the same, and it's like, you know, we're happy to help anyone, friendliest guys off stage, but for that half hour or hour that we've got you, it's like, we're killing all of you.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. And then I love that.
And then we're back to, hey man, what do you need?
Like, yeah, exactly. I think that's the way it should be.
Before the show last night, I was like pacing backstage before, like with Last 10 going, which is like so sick playing right after them because I get to hear their whole set, which is such a G up. So like, I'm ready to kill after like half an hour of hearing Tyler yell at everybody. Turn someone into a fucking example.
Brand in a mashed potato or something.
Yeah, he's got the best pick holes.
Yeah.
So it's it's just the perfect like pre-show ritual.
That's
just,
sick.
Yeah, walk back and forth backstage and then go out there.
Yeah. Dude, that's great and pushes everybody. You know, because when you think about what all you guys have been through, it's taken you so much and so many sacrifices to be there for that 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny when, like, you have time to, like, reflect. Damn, everything, we fucking sacrificed everything to be out here. Everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's time to fucking throw down.
That's it, man. Like, you know? We've left so much at home, so far away that, like, our lives continue while we're sat over here playing Rockstar, right? So, for that half an hour, we're gonna play it fucking crazy, you know what I mean? And then just forget, like, I frequently forget that, like, not intentionally, there's like other bands on the bill, right? Like, we'll just try to like fucking break the venue. And then be like, shit, there's three more bands to play after this. Sorry, we'll
just tunnel vision.
Yeah.
It's our show for that half an hour.
Yeah. That's where the competitiveness, I guess, comes out.
You're like,
we own this half an hour and then
make the other bands sweat.
Yeah.
You guys have got half an hour to do the same thing, right?
Yeah.
40 minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
So. And what I have noticed, because, you know, obviously I live here, so I do hear that a lot more, like the someone shit talking, like, oh, interesting.
Yeah.
But I noticed it does come from people that aren't willing to take the next step.
Yeah.
Because that's where, like, whatever, they're a band gets bigger or smaller, like, we just don't care.
Yeah.
You know, because we know, like, oh, but you are who you are.
Yeah.
You know, we are who we are. And we don't get to where we want to be is because it's our fucking fault.
Well, Suicide's a good example, man. You guys, like, funded your first Euro tour yourselves, right? Like,
voila.
You can imagine doing that. And then, let's say, a competitive band just gets that offer, gets a bunch of it paid for. You're like, fuck, man. Like, But, you know, you just play the long game. You don't focus on that. You focus on you and your brand and you get there. Like, you know what I mean? I think what you're saying is, like, same thing in Australia. People just focus on, why isn't my band there? Why I've worked this hard. Why is he there and not me? And it's like, just focus. You'll get that.
Yeah. Totally. And if any of those bands, instead of being, like, obnoxious and, like, bitter, if any of them would just ask,
you'd tell them.
I'm sure this goes for the rest of the guys. Like, I'm happy to sit there and be like,
totally.
Here's the steps, dude. It's not hard. It's just hard work.
That's a good way to put it. It's not hard, it's just hard work.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know what needs to be done. Everyone knows what needs to be done, man. Like,
That one kind of got me. Thank you.
Man, you're gonna be like, it's the first time in my life I've ever said anything smart. So I'm glad the cameras are rolling.
Well, I'm glad we got it on camera.
Shit. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you.
What a gem. Oh, my goodness, dude. Okay, so who approached this thing, the band, as like, okay, wife, we're going to be vegan. Who approached that?
Well, I guess that's me in a way, but I guess, like, I never did that. It was more of a, it became the basis of our lyrics and our, like, which then became the basis of our, like, cover art and then,
interesting,
you know, merch and all that stuff kind of followed from there. But it was more of a, I guess more of something that I just wanted to write about because I'm passionate about it, me personally, right? And I think it comes out really well in like heavy lyrics. I think the association and the big fuss around the message comes from like the fans and being them being really stoked on it. You know what I mean? Like I've never been all that outward with like the like I've never put vegan in the band's bio or anything like that, right? Because it's just everything vegan can be pretty easily. Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly. What the comment section's for.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's yeah. What like everybody else seems to make up their mind about that.
Okay.
But it was like, to give you a time on it, it was probably right after we came back. So that first EP, No Lives Matter, I'm sure you could tell if anyone's checked it out, is like I'm singing about nothing. I'm singing about like old deathcore shit, you know, killing people, perfect. Monsters attacking yep. a city, crap, right? Mm-hmm. And then we kind of went on hiatus, had my little vegan awakening, and by the time the band came back, that was pretty much the, you know, instilled, yeah.
What was the awakening?
That's a good question, man. I,
because it tends like from, there seems to be like a, some people have moments that they see something or hear something and kind of like, this is.
Definitely, yeah. So when To The Grave split, I joined another band called Scourge, just in Melbourne, still my boys. And we'd go out to eat all the time when I was recording this EP, eat at like Burger King, Hungry Jack's, whatever. They'd get the like vegan burger. I wouldn't.
Mm.
But I'd talk to them all day and night about how I love dogs. I love animals. You know, I just want to fucking run this sanctuary. And they're like, cool, man. Like, it's the first time anybody ever said to me, like, you don't think those two things, like, you know, contradict each other? Like, yeah. I was like, fuck, true. And I had to think about that. Yeah, and then the next time it was actually a truck carrying a bunch of pigs like on the highway. I'd seen it crashed on the news. And this is a very common story. You'll hear a lot of people say this, actually, but, like, see this on the news and go, like, that's fucking horrific. There's, imagine that crashing. All these pigs, what they'll do, they'll bring out a big blue tarp and just shoot them on the side of the road.
Oh, fuck.
Or they'll pop them back into, and the next truck, take them to slaughter, right? So I'd seen that on the news and gone, holy fuck, that's insane. Look at this, yeah, pig trying to jump out. Insane. The only reason they're there, they're in that truck, they're on the way to the slaughterhouse, is so I can eat them. And that never sat right with me. That fucked me up. So it was like, dude,
Jesus.
Yeah, I can't in good faith say that I disagree with animal cruelty if the only reason they're there is because I'm paying for them to be there. You know what I mean? So that was a big one for me, man. I couldn't wrestle with that enough. Like, it was just go vegan, dude. Like, there's a clear answer here. So, and then it became, all right, deathcore, death metal, all this shit. Like, it's an important vehicle. Music's an important vehicle for change, right? But the most disgusting things I think that we can write about, the most horrifying things, are 20 minutes out there, 20 minutes over there. We get in a car, we can go and see them, and it's not bullshit.
Yeah,
it's there, it's right? Real. So that was it, man. It was a pretty hard instant thing, but I think over years it grew into this thing that kind of became outside of the band, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Isn't that trip when you step away from the band and you see something and involves pigs, quite literally, actually, and then someone hands you a pig mask?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, that's so weird how it chooses you.
Mm-hmm. Chris, that's like...
That is so bizarre.
Levels to that, right? Yeah, you're right.
That's like, the first time anyone's pointed out the connections. Yeah.
But we were talking about this the other day and how it's like, people always ask me like, dude, it must be so hard to breathe in that thing. And it's like, it fucking is. I think about this and it's like, well, I get up there for a reason. I can't breathe up there for a reason, but like, imagine that. Imagine if that was me. Like, I got it pretty good comparatively, so... But yeah, you're right, man. The mask kind of chose me. Hey, like, that's funny how that happens.
And now you guys are in Southern California hanging out.
Insanity, dude. Insane.
It sounds cheesy, but yeah, music will choose you. Some kind of calling will choose you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, we don't fucking choose it.
No,
totally.
Might happen to hear something or see something, then boom.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're just that for life.
It was bludgeoned to death for me, dude. Yeah.
Dude.
I don't know.
What happened there?
I heard... So I got to high school, and like the heaviest thing I'd listen to was what, like Slipknot, because my sister liked it. Mm. And the emo kids at school were like, dude, check this out. And it was fucking
the emo kid from school.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And
shout out emo kids. Bludgeoned
to Death. Shout out emo kids. What's up, dude?
It's a demo for Bludgeoned to Death with the like Family Guy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yes. Amazing shit. And then I think within 6 months, I don't remember the timeline of anything, but I'd stumbled across the video, and that was the moment. It was like, you guys kind of look like me, you know? I'm like, I got blonde hair, blue eyes. I never had like, I don't know,
the long hair or anything.
Yeah, yeah. Like Mitch is up there. He's, I don't know, he looks normal, right? Like, he didn't look like a big beefy metal dude. Mm.
So relatable.
This video, man. Yeah.
That is, no one's ever said it about Mitch before. Yeah, he's not like some big metal guy. He's just a dude.
But his presence, though, was
interesting.
That was it. So that was the thing. I was like, interesting. If I don't do that, my whole life is for nothing. Like, I have to do that.
That's the thing.
Bludgeoned to Death. That was a video.
Damn.
Crazy, dude.
That's fucking wild, man.
That's telling me, dude. You're telling me.
Holy shit. Now we're hanging out.
We're hanging out.
And the thing that's cool with, like, the message and this thing of like, well, what was the moment that like sort of decided that we were going to be involved in this? It's like, now we've got kids coming up to us at the merch table after shows going, this is the first deathcore band I've ever seen, or you guys are the first band with a message that
lots of people
I've connected to. Heaps of kids come up and they say like, you're the reason why I've stopped eating meat. You're the reason why I've gone vegan. And it's fucking cool. Well, like, it's cool when people
like
the band. Like, when someone comes up and says, hey, man, I love your band, that's cool. But when someone comes up and says, I stopped eating meat because of you guys, that's even better.
Or, like, I run a sanctuary for farmed animals. All we get are these, like, rescues. I got to help them. And, like, your music keeps me fucking sane. It makes me realize I'm not the only one this angry, this frustrated, this upset about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty... Those are the ones that get me, where people are like, I stopped like considering, you know what I mean, awful things because of the state of the world when I listen to you guys. It's like, that's, if nobody moshed to our music ever, but one kid was like, was able to keep going and, you know, like feel a little bit better about living, that's fucking cool. Yeah.
That's very wild.
Yeah. Mm. Crazy, dude.
How long have the rest of you guys been vegan?
I've been vegan for about almost 4 years now.
4 years? Okay.
Yeah, so it's like me, 7 years, I think 7-8 years. I'm like, I keep forgetting, man. I have other people remind me, and it's like, no, you started arguing with me this time, like 2017. You know what I mean? Oh, right, okay.
Oh, yeah. You were addicted to me this day.
That's it, yeah.
And that's when it started.
And if you know Dane, that's such a good, like signpost of like, oh, that's, you know, that's the moment Dane was into something, because that's when he argued with you about it.
Yeah. Like, I don't fucking know.
It's great. For me, it's like, I don't know. I don't really, it's hard to pinpoint when it was, because I haven't eaten meat for like 15 years or something at this point. Wow. So, and it was, everything else was just such a gradual change.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, it's a, I don't know.
And then like other people have been in the band. It's like, you know, and with Simon, it's a, like, you know, a gradual process of like, you know, for some of them, it started as like, hey, can you not fucking eat that around us? And then through to like, oh yeah, like that, you know, I'm on board with this now. So yeah, it's, you know, sometimes the message is delivered in a friendly way, and other times it's like, you get told.
Yeah, yeah,
totally.
Yeah, definitely.
It's funny how the like the vegetarian, at least, thing keeps popping into my brain. Literally, like the past like 2 years, it keeps like popping up. Yeah, it's like, fuck. I don't know if I don't think I could go vegan, but the vegetarian thing really just pops in there. Okay, so you're the perfect fucking band to talk about this with.
Yes,
so okay, so the thought that pops in my head also. What I see popping up other people's brains is that, okay, I mean, I'll step away from meat, let's say like McDonald's, et cetera, or even simple as a hamburger or pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another side was like, well, I don't want to stop eating meat. I just don't like the meat processing
right.
and the cruelty. So maybe if I become a hunter, maybe at that point I will return to eating meat. So as a vegan band, like, what's your take on like hunting in general?
I think like a couple of things. So like the core message, I think that like if there is a core message with the band, it's that like exploiting animals when we don't need to is completely unnecessary and fucked, right? Like that's morally unacceptable to me. So I think, A, if you're in a position where you don't need to do that, which many of us are, especially if we're out here in Cali, right? Like an abundance, like a city of abundance, probably don't need to be out there shooting families of animals, you know what I mean? Yep. The other thing I'd say is like, that's all well and good, but there's 8 billion people. We can't have them all out there with rifles hunting. You know what I mean? We have to figure out a better food system that's going to feed everybody. Right now we grow enough food to feed 12 billion people, but we feed it all to 6-7 billion cows and there's still 1 billion people starving. How does that add up whatsoever, right? Like, so I don't know. I think there's solutions right in front of us. I think if you told anybody else, like, we're currently growing enough food to feed everybody on the planet, but there's 1/7 of the people starving, and it'd be like, what the fuck is going on? Where's all that food going, you know?
Yeah.
And I think for me, it's like, the whenever anyone asks me about the veganism or not eating meat, it's like, man, we just don't have to anymore. We're at a point where like there is a solution that doesn't involve meat. There are so many other things you can eat.
If you want to eat meat without the cruelty, there's vegan places, like, you know what I mean? Like,
there's all these meat substitutes. There's so much like fresh stuff you can eat that's substitutes if you're, you know, looking to get the same amount of protein. And to me, it's just like,
If you want just something don't have to, not so processed, don't. Like tempeh,
tempeh, tofu, beans,
fucking mushroom, like before you get into the like Beyond Burgers and stuff like that. So that's what I'd say, man. I'd say hunting unnecessary, but then you also, it's not going to be sustainable for everybody to get to adopt that lifestyle. So you could have a lot of people that are still like, I don't want the cruelty either, but I can't go hunting because everybody's fucking hunting.
Like if you live in a city, you're not gonna, you can't go hunting.
Yeah.
And so just go to the local shops and just buy. Instead of that, buy that.
No hunting where we are.
Like, yeah.
That's my thoughts on it.
We're all city boys, so.
Yeah. So maybe would it be like a life balance? If you want to go vegan, it'll be helpful. If someone wants to go hunting, kind of find that balance, maybe.
Well, I'd say, if you want to go hunting, I don't know, man.
It's tough because what also a very common thing is, even more common, is humans are very hypocritical creatures.
Yeah.
So you'll see someone post that they went on a hunt, and then someone that eats McDonald's say, "Fuck you! You fucking kill animals!" But they're fucking
all the time.
But they're going to store and buying the fucking wrapped.
Oh, for sure, I agree.
Very common.
If you're going to eat animals, you should be able to like fuck me. I talk to a lot of people that eat animals, defend it, but are so far removed from the process. Where at least like I don't know, hunters I don't agree with it. I don't think it's justified. But hey, man, you've shove the knife in yourself, you've heard that animal scream, you've had the blood on you, like that's if you've been through all that and you still want to keep doing it, it is what it is.
It's like, tough. You have the scene where this animal, let's say pig, cow, obviously they were treated like cruelty their whole life, had a shitty fucking life, and then they're basically sent to slaughter. Then you have the other side where it's like, okay, this animal, cow, pig has lived their full life, had a healthy, happy, hung out with their family, and then they get hunted.
Do you kill the sad animals or the happy animals? Which one do we, you know what I mean? Like, is one so much better than the other? Like, it's tough.
It's tough, dude. Yeah. It's a weird line.
So you've heard the terms like free range and things like that, like free range. You could have free range cows, sure, happy cows, until you want like look into free range, but there's no free range abattoir. They all go to the same factory. They get the same knife. They get the same underpaid worker. So there's no kind way to kill, I think.
Yes, it's so tough, dude. Have you seen that Instagram, Nature is Metal?
They post us all the time. Like, random mountainscapes with, like, breakdowns over it. It's so good.
Pest like, control over some, like, Bob Ross painting.
I love the, like, someone had that thought one day and went, like, I gotta make money off this. Like, this is brilliant.
I gotta figure out how to make money off this.
I'm surprised no one has reported the account. There's some brutal shit on there, dude. Like, it's just fucking brutal, man.
Nature well, metal, I think because it's, you know, nature documentary, it probably falls under a different type of rule.
Yeah
I mean,
okay. Two fucking deer are brawling right now.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah, fucked up.
I saw one and it was just a praying mantis just fucking eating the head of like another.
Are brutal.
Fucked. Yeah. Like,
they'll just fucking corner like a beer or something, just eat his fucking face off like this. And
like just chewing dude. Face off. Like,
it's like,
fuck, dude.
It's like, oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I really appreciate you guys having the, at least like the talk.
Dude. Anytime, man. I like.
Because most people are. I feel like. Most humans are like myself, where we're just kind of in the middle. We kind of don't know where to go, what's right, what's wrong, what information should we start?
Yeah.
What information is right?
Yeah.
What is morally right? What is spiritually right? It's just fucking...
Dude, there's so many things.
It's tough, dude.
Yeah, like, when you're just trying to make the right decision, there's like, you got people telling you one thing, you've got advertising telling you another thing. I know it's crazy, like... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so many influencers doing the whole, like, you know, carnivore diet and all of that shit.
Yeah.
The whole... Yeah. Liver King hunting phase is blown up, and it's like turns out the dude's on $30,000 worth of steroids a month, like, or something. So.
Are we talking? We're talking about the same guy, right?
Yeah.
I'm on steroids. Oh wait,
yeah.
It's like, whoops.
That's the thing, man. Most people love animals, and they've never had that conversation, right? So like, I'm happy to do it with them all the time. Yeah.
And the other thing that like. That's the other side of it. Yeah, there's the moral side, but like the other conversation I'm always willing to have is like, dude, here's some stuff to eat. Like, it's good. It tastes great. You won't miss it. And once you start like not eating certain things, the rest of it kind of falls away too. Like, I stopped eating meat. Dairy quickly followed because it tastes fucked once you start eliminating one of these things. Like, the animal taste to it. Like, I stopped drinking milk almost immediately because I was like, oh, this tastes like piss. Yeah.
See, I disagree, right? Like, I have people come up to me all the time and ask me for recipes, and it's like, I can give you a recipe, but until you have the motivation to, like, well, I don't know, like, let's say this icing is $3 extra than the non-vegan one. Like, until you have that motivation to go and buy this one, you're going to just go, oh, I'll just get that one.
Yeah, like, totally. Yeah. But I guess what I'm saying is like, once you've wrestled with the ethical choice, and for everyone out there that's like coming up to talk to the band, like, stop asking Dan for recipes. He doesn't know how to cook. Come and talk to me. I will send you everything you need. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, and I think that I think that ties a lot in with what Matt was even saying about music, you know, where it's like, it's not hard. It's just hard work.
Mm.
And, you know, it's just like, if it is something that, like, people just want the quick solution. So, you know, they want recipes from Dane or whatever. But it's, like, all the resources are there to kind of, you know, find your own way and be able to provide that for yourself. It's just, Google exists.
Dude, the first day I watched Earthlings, I ate ice cubes for dinner because I was like, I know it's vegan.
Yeah.
I'm like,
the ingredients list is that long?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't want to fucking touch anything that was traumatized by it, bro. So I just, bread rolls, ice cubes.
Well, you know, it's even, arguably even a bigger problem. And then we'll close the subject and go and start talking music again. Yeah, but what's even more fucked up, especially in this country, which I'm sure you've seen, there's this overconsumption of food in general, like at restaurants.
That's the same at home.
They give you these massive portions, and like, you can't eat all of it, and then you buy it and then you trash it. Mm-hmm. It's like, and then when you try to take yourself out of it. Wait, I'm just one fucking person out of how many billion people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people are throwing away just perfectly good food.
Mm-hmm. A small drink here is a large back home.
Yeah,
it's fucking crazy.
It's insane.
I've stopped, like, if we go somewhere to eat, I
don't buy food. I just wait for Dane to eat half of his and then hand the rest to me.
No, they do. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Like, me and Jack are like sitting there, is he done yet? Can we eat now?
Yeah. Free food. Yeah.
It always makes you feel like shit, like, man, I can't throw away this food. I have to eat it.
Yeah.
Right. It's, it feels so weird throwing away food as people fucking starving and shit.
Well, that's back to the thing Dane was saying about, like, we grow all these crops and then feed them to animals when we could just be feeding people with those.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's fucking, crazy.
And then the last of it is, you know, when you, just like similar to like the vegan stuff, it's like when you feel something, you can't unfeel it. When you see something, you can't unsee it.
Yeah.
Or it's someone gives you info. I remember I went on a deep dive on just water.
Mm-hmm.
And how there's other tribes and cities and countries that like have water shortage and not no water.
Yep.
And then again, it's now it's in my head forever. And then now every restaurant or water bottle I see is like, I had to finish. I had to finish all this fucking water. And then you go to a restaurant and see all your homies, this massive things of water, and it tastes fucking water. It's just, all right, let's go, guys.
Yeah.
And I look back at the table. There's so much water is wasted, and this is only one fucking table.
Yeah. It'd be funny when we're fighting wars over water, thinking about like we just threw it away. Like,
we just throw it away. We fucking throw it away.
Dude, Robin Williams had a great bit in one of his fucking comedy specials, and he's like, "You kids want water." He's got like a trench coat and shit. Do you ever have that? Do you ever have that same thought in the shower? You're like, this water's just fucking running off me.
Same shit too.
Yeah.
I know someone that showers with a bucket underneath them too, like to save the water. Mm. And sometimes like it's a morning, so you're a little bit brain, you're kind of groggy. But sometimes, most of the time, I'll go in the shower, okay, I need to make this shit quick.
Yeah.
Water's just going down and drain. I'll pop in, pop out.
Yeah.
Almost fall in the shower and break my arm, you know. It's just like you try to fucking try not to waste the water, dude.
For the starving kids, man. Like,
A bath is like the craziest first world luxury. It's so strange to think about.
Dude, it's insane.
Do you waste more water in a bath or a shower, do you reckon?
I'd say I don't know. You probably fill a bath in your average shower time. But if you take long showers, you're probably wasting more.
Yeah.
So I'd say... Oh, but then a bath is just piss soup. So like, you're just marinating in your own
piss soup, dude.
Yeah, but anyway.
So water. Yeah.
Nothing on the bath.
Actually, let's
just one more thing while we're on the
on top of this.
We're on the once you see something, you can't unsee it.
Yeah.
Just to connect that to the vegan thing, like if there are people who are on the fence about any of that, just watch Dominion.
Yeah.
And it will solidify your views. Like if you've got the thought in the back of your head, watch Dominion. It lays out all the horrible shit we're doing to animals.
Yeah, not even so Dominion, if I may. Dominion's it's a 2-hour documentary made in Australia between the years of 2015 and 17. All made by undercover activists and their footage that they've captured in Australian farms, slaughterhouses. Very recent footage. Not just 2-hour torture porn thing. This is 2 hours of informative. It runs you through how we do what we do, why we do what we do. For example, like you ever seen little chickens get blended up in a big blender and you're like, well, that's crazy. That's for chicken nuggets. No, that's a waste product because they're born males in the egg industry. Males won't lay eggs. So we just blend them alive. If you Google a macerator, it's fucking horrific. Yeah, but...
My goodness.
So there you go. So the males and the females are separated. The males go into a big blender. And for years, the industry was saying that this was for chicken nuggets, but they were bullshitting everybody. That goes into a bin. If they don't have a big blender, they go into garbage bags and they can just tie them shut and suffocate them like that. 20 minutes from my house is one of these in operation all day, every day. And all of us, we'd have one of these.
But my goodness.
We all love animals, right?
Mm.
And if this was happening in the street, we'd be out there with, you know, we would not let this happen.
If it was cats or dogs, they'd be, you know, it wouldn't last very long.
It's so weird what the human mind does. You'll like accept some things and not completely accept this other thing, be a hypocrite about this. It's so weird how the mind would just block certain things that makes no logical sense.
If we knew about this, right? Like, none of us know about this. If we did, we'd be fucking, like the second I found out about this, I was like, nobody told me about, like, if I had known this, anyway. So I think that's just, there's that big divide of a lot of people not knowing. And once they do, well, like you said, now you know.
Yeah.
You got the duty to act, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My goodness, dude.
It's crazy shit. We can talk about music if you like.
Yeah. So how was the Airbnb stay?
Airbnb?
Yeah.
We're rolling in one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the RV.
Okay.
And it's
our steed.
No, I heard that you guys, you locked out an Airbnb for like a while and wrote.
Oh, when that. We were recording. Yeah, that was. That was
so, I'm like, did I read something wrong?
So, hold on. Jack and I, like, shacked up together for 2 weeks to track all the guitars for the album.
Sick.
Yeah, because it was like, Jack's from Melbourne, I'm in Sydney. It made more sense to separate ourselves from, you know, either of our home lives and just, yeah.
That was actually cool.
So yeah. we just lived together for 2 weeks and just recorded guitars.
It's cool.
Way too much.
Yeah, it was
you, looks like, well, you didn't have a good time.
No, it was good. How many songs did we do? 15 in 15 days?
In
8 days?
No, 10.
10, yeah.
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 10 in 8 days?
Whoa. No, 15 in 10 days.
I remember night where I went off to work to go and like try to help with the process, and these guys had essentially just been like locked in this room all day, crying out like 6 songs, and I just kind of like, you know, was going to ruin the process if I stayed through. Yeah. So I was like, I'm just going to sit outside and let you go.
Also, Dane turned up at like right when we were finishing and was like, oh, let's keep going. I'm like,
No.
Brother.
Yeah, look at this shit. Like,
yeah.
There it is.
That's sick, man.
Yeah.
See, I thought when we spent the band money on an Airbnb, I was like, oh, beautiful. I can't wait. I'll get to go kick my legs back. I go up and it's this shithole. We've thrown their shit everywhere.
It wasn't too bad.
Gear moved in, all the guitar pedals we could find.
Yeah.
Nice. A bunch of guitars. That was fun.
Yeah.
Just fucking hanging out, vibing.
Yeah. That's it, man. But like 10-hour days, all day, every day.
Mm.
Yeah. Till it was done.
It's kind of like how we wrote it, right, on Zoom. Same thing, but with Zoom.
Yeah. Because half of it, 3/4 of it was like written through COVID. So it was, mostly over like video call.
Really?
And just sending files back and forth,
Holy shit.
Yeah, towards the end of COVID, just, what we could, sit on Zoom and fucking, that was stressful. Stressful time.
Yeah, because you really weren't allowed to even drive around.
No. Oh, no.
Not as well. You know, there was no way we could meet up because Jack's in a different city, so.
Yeah.
We're forced to.
Yeah. Lockdowns were pretty hectic in Australia.
Like, that was brutal.
Yeah, at the peak of them, it was kind of like, if you were driving around or you were seen like out in public, like cops would stop you and be like, what are you doing? Where are you going? You shouldn't be here. Go home now or we'll find you.
Yeah.
So.
No matter where you were. Like, I had to, just to go get weed one day.
Of course.
I had to, On the other side of Sydney, mind you, I had to wear like my dad's, my dad is a mechanic. I had to wear his high-vis thing. His boss had wrote him a note,
so
he could go to work. I took that and an ID of his. So I was just my dad for like nobody pulled me over, but I was like, I'm going to jail. Like, this is ridiculous. Wow. No one, this is not going to fly. You know, sorry, Dad.
Damn, dude. How did I never hear that story?
Yeah,
that's hectic.
So that the writing process was pretty much over Zoom, and then as soon as we could. Like, be together in the room. We did the Airbnb thing.
Mm.
And,
And then drums were lost.
Mm. Dude, it sounds like a long process. I mean, the record came out, like, recently in 2023.
Yeah.
It's
director's cut.
Yeah.
So, like, saying it, like, it was birthed in COVID was really, like, bits and pieces of a few ideas. And we had the EP as well that came out a couple months ago. That was also, like, I think we did 20 songs in that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then worked on them over the next 6 months to a year.
Yeah. So the the songs that are on the EP are the ones that we sort of cut from the album and then
off-cuts.
Reworked them a bit after the album was out.
Nice.
I know it seems like the album's like years old. We just like to stay far ahead if we can, you know.
The concept of off-cuts is really cool like that. Did you get any like... What was the reaction like from like that like acoustic song? What was
crazy?
Yeah.
People seem to really like it,
especially with so little info about it, and like, you know, we didn't really hype it. Nobody really.
We didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Just boom.
Yeah, people have, especially in America, they're like, the odd kid will come up and be like, "That song is the one." Like, I remember some dude saying he works at a construction site. He's got all of our music saved, and everybody there's like a metalhead, and he's like,
And that came on.
Pissed off to go get lunch one day, and the acoustic came on, came back, and everyone's like, what the fuck was that? So, no, that was the same band. Wow. And like, yeah, yeah. So it creates funny moments, I think. Mm. But
yeah,
that's the thing. We love doing shit like that, man. Mm. Like,
well, this, like, these last two releases have been like the most varied I think we've ever done. Like, we threw the most shit into the pot this time, and just that's what came out. So
yeah.
Cool. Tried a bunch of different shit. Gonna go for some remixes soon. Should be cool.
Yeah.
Remixes?
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
Nice.
We played around with the idea.
We all like too many like different styles of music to like stick to one thing, you know what I mean? Like I think the acoustic thing, when we realized that was kind of cool, we were like, fuck, all right, let's maybe we can do some at shows, maybe we can do like just trying to like spitball future ideas and stuff like that. Like
that's pretty fucking sick, dude.
Who knows, man? Like I haven't seen many deathcore bands do that kind of shit, so
no. It's fun just to like see what we can get away with almost.
Yeah.
Like because we like
push the line a little bit.
Yeah. All the wacky ideas are sort of like just between the four of us, and we don't really tell anyone outside of the band until it's done.
Nice.
Yeah. So
even management are like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. So weird. Like, yeah, management and the label, like they got the record when it was done. Mm, and with very little like
pre-roll.
With very little like demos or anything at that point. You know, no work in progress versions. It's just like, here it is. It's ready.
Yeah. Super cool.
Yeah, so I guess see what happens, right?
Yeah. That's it, man.
Like, people seem to like it. So
goes back to the thing I said at the start. Like, when I first heard deathcore, I was like, oh, that's not meant to be a thing. Like,
surely not.
Hardcore breakdowns and blast beats. And then, like, like,
mosh riffs and blast beats.
Bands have done that so often over the years. Like, you had, like, Alien Core come up. That was a thing. And it was like,
excuse me?
You know, like, Rings of Saturn and shit like
Alien
that.
Alien Core?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Never heard that in my life.
Really?
Buried Alive as well, I guess, a little bit.
Faceless. I think, like, there was a wave, right? Huh. Just kids associating certain sounds with certain. Yeah, look at this.
Yeah.
Alien Core?
It's just sci-fi.
I feel like the cover art got away from the sound of it. There was a sound, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like cytotoxin with like that whole like radiation metal thing.
Yeah. Radiation, which is fucking
now we're splitting, goddamn it. Cytotoxin's sick, but they don't when you listen to like that first Faceless record, the leads were very alien-y, and you know what I mean? I completely forget why I got into Alien Core, but like, point is, right, deathcore, shit that shouldn't exist being mashed together, right? So we're going to keep doing that until...
That's how it started. You know, you put two things together, didn't make sense, people thought you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Now it's like a normal...
Shouldn't work, but it does.
And that...
I was...
Crazy.
It being a normal thing, well, that's why we're, you know, putting all this, you know, acoustic version, rap flows, like, we're trying to find the other things that we can put in there.
Sick. Like, sorry to cut you off. Like, I remember with the Suicide Silence thing, when I was in high school, and, like, my mate's dads who were into, like, death metal and shit would be like, that'll never blow up. That's bullshit, you know, like, it shouldn't exist. And it's like, fuck, okay, I hear you are. Like, I remember having big arguments with people about that, because it's like, it's death metal, bro. Like, just, it's nothing all that different about it. You know,
you got Lorna Shore playing fucking stadiums and shit. It's like, it's come a long way, man.
It's come a long way, dude.
So I think the same shit, man. What we think is weird that bands throw in now will be so normal in 10 years. Like,
totally.
Yeah.
It's so weird, dude.
Yeah. Because, like, even with you guys and, like Carnifex, Despise Icon, like, all the OG, like, the OGs of, like, deathcore and shit.
Everyone hated you.
It was, like, exile back in the day. And, like, now it's, you know, it's legendary. You guys are, like, the pillar bands.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, a lot of people don't really know how the fucking genre started. It's pretty nuts, man.
It goes back as far as like MySpace and kids' heads, and then it's like
JFAC.
Kind of ends there, MySpace, JFAC, and that's pretty much where it ends. And then like I love the Spice Icon, but their fucking fans suck.
Don't tell me that. They're like one of my favorite bands.
No, they're awesome. I love them, but man, they just fucking like want to hone in on like.
Yeah.
This is where it all started. I'm like, you know, dude, fucking read for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
God damn it, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's, even though the genre is growing, there's still a separation with the deathcore and the death metal. Mm-hmm. I did, literally, like, on 2 weeks ago, I did, like, what would you call it? Like, an elitist.
Dudes who shower interview. And dudes who don't?
Yeah, I did, like, an elitist. I saw the potential. If I do an interview with this guy, it's really going to... People that don't like the band are gonna watch it, and I noticed shit, like, it's just it's still so separated.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's so like, damn, like, it's a whole group of people that listen to only death metal, and if it's any change, you're a fucking poser.
You're just
a fucking poser.
The thing that's really interesting back home is most of the bands that have blown up and made it out of Australia are deathcore bands.
That's bizarre. So you've got,
there's all these people back home playing, you know, to 20 people at a pub, like, bitter about, like, well, that's not death metal, and why aren't people listening to us? Yeah.
Funny thing about that, right? Like, a lot of those bands would sound kind of Peeling Fleshy.
Yeah,
but
totally.
Look at Peeling Flesh. Like,
yeah. Having fun with
example
it.
Of, like, oh my, you can sound like whatever you want, but if you're smart about it, and it's good
totally.
Music, it's written well, it'll fly.
It'll
like,
catch.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, man, throw in a groove, dude.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, damn straight. Like,
I think, you know what? I think I figured it out last week, too.
Here we go.
This might be the headline. Uh-oh. I think that the elitist death metal scene is just pissed because there's no chicks at the shows.
Totally.
And then they see, they go to a deathcore show and see, like, there's more than one chick
there's
here.
There's girls here.
Fuck this shit. This is poser shit, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that, like, folded arms up the back. Like,
that's my hot take.
No, there's probably some truth to that, man. Like,
yeah.
Same with the kids. Dude. Like, we got kids coming out to our shows, being like, this is like, I don't know. Like, they feel safe. Like, actual kids and their parents, like, come out to our shows, and it's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Maybe death metal just hasn't fostered that, like, environment. Like,
how many first shows have we had since we started this tour? Like, there are a bunch of people that came up to the merch desk and were like, yeah, this is my first show ever. Crazy. Like, from 7 years old all the way up to, like, all right. It's like, nuts.
It's like Matt was saying, man, people could just be into the message and then find out about us, be like, oh, I don't care what they, but yeah, I don't really care about the music. I want to go and support these guys for the reason, like, this reason.
Boom.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
It's like they'll find you guys, watch it, or first show ever, and then they'll find maybe us.
Yeah.
Then they might find Cannibal.
Yeah.
And then it starts just...
Gateway.
That's why it blows my mind. When kids are like, this is my first, like, metal concert. It's like, oh, dude.
It's crazy.
You wait.
Wait till you see
the rest.
Yeah.
There's so much more.
They're smiling ear to ear after watching us in science.
Yeah. This band's way better than us. They just keep...
Have fun, dude.
Yeah. and we had, like, a bunch of... Like, we've had, like, an equal split of, like, people who are like, yo, we're here just for you, which is sick. And then you've got the other half who are like, I have no idea who you guys are, but that was the fucking sickest show I've ever seen in my life.
Nice.
And both of those are, like, equally sick.
That is fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Insanity.
Yeah. From, like, a little band from Australia that, like, first time here. Like, absolute insanity. That's the coolest fucking reaction.
Is this your first time here?
Yeah.
All of our first time.
Never
here,
been
here
before.
Yeah. Well, because you had the last tour was canceled because you had something wrong with your ear, right?
Yeah,
your operation?
Yeah, I had a big tumor in my left ear.
It was a tumor?
Tumor.
Fuck.
Yeah, so... Yep. They had to, like, it was behind my eardrum, and in the, like, while I was over in Europe, basically, it had, like, they were trying to figure out if it was going to detach itself or not, or if they could do surgery on one thing and not the other, but by the time I got back, like, I was like, dude, it's one thing, we just have to, so they took my eardrum out completely, so now I can't hear anything in this ear, which... Doesn't make sense why I've got a headphone on. I do that shit all the time.
You were talking, I'm looking at my, wait, what are you, what?
Yeah.
The headphones, like, I was like, what the hell is going on right now?
Man,
it's all a big fucking joke now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So that adds another layer of, like, I didn't think I'd be here. I thought on the plane over here, my other ear would explode. I was petrified of it, right? Like, so.
Damn. Yeah.
Because it probably puts, like, a deep subconscious, like, what else can go wrong?
Dude.
Right?
They tell me, like, if I hit my head wrong or whatever, it could it could fuck with my middle ear and then cause deafness in my other ear. Like, if I just fall over too hard.
Jesus.
Like, my middle ear, like, the perception in that could get all fucked and, like, yeah, crazy. Or, like, the surgery that they've got to do to just, like, have a look could droop half my face.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
And they're like, yeah, also flying. Risky.
You know, it was pretty serious that the reason why we canceled the tour.
Yeah. We didn't
it wasn't just like Dane had a cold. It was it's like serious it shit.
Legitimate. Dane has, like, COVID.
Tour
canceled.
Well, I took, it was like, not even that. It was like, they took off his ear.
I did that show with COVID as well, mind you. I played with COVID once.
Yeah.
It
sucked. Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's fucking terrible, dude. Yep. Well, that just adds to the fucking pot of sacrifices that that your band has taken. You know, it's just something to be very, very proud of. So
it's insane that we're here,
cool.
Chris.
Yeah, it's just cool to finally be here. You know, everybody that's been coming up to us at the, you know, after the shows and be like, oh, we're so glad you're here. It's like, dude, I'm glad we're here.
Yeah.
Like, actually, I'm glad to be here. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. And like, look at the shows we get to play.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
With Carnifex and like, Signs and Last Ten, it's fucking. There's no downside.
It's a great lineup.
Yeah,
it is.
Insanity, dude. That fucking Monster Mosh though, like.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah,
dude.
The crossover.
Yeah.
Suicide and.
Oh, it was a good one.
It was
fun. We had two, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that made the whole thing cooler. Like, you know, when we got offered the lineup, it was like, oh yeah, we're definitely going to do that. And then, you know, some things get organized. Like, oh, your tour and the Suicide Silence tour are getting mashed together for these two shows.
Like, someone said it that day. They're like
screaming internally.
Like, man, that next US offer, like, you know, it's not going to be like Suicide Silence crossovers. And I'm like, oh yeah,
but
it kind of has to be. It's really set the bar for like,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Our first American tour was mental, dude. Like,
that's badass, man.
Yeah,
that's cool. I saw you guys in San Antonio. I didn't know who you guys were. Actually, no, I already heard it from you guys from Sabian. But I didn't do the dive yet of the band. Mm-hmm. I saw you at San Antonio. Like, who is this? Oh, wait, this is the band that Steven's talking about. Then we meet the next day.
Yep.
And now we're here.
Crazy shit, man.
Life is fucking
sick. Isn't it weird?
Dude.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Life is cool, man.
It is.
Especially from our point of view, that 3 weeks or whatever passed like that, bro. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Insanity.
It's still nuts to think it's been a month and like,
yeah.
Didn't feel like 3 minutes.
Yeah, it flies by sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially being in LA, it's like we're about to start this US tour right now. It's like, no, we just kind of did it.
We were just here. Like,
it's crazy, man.
It's nuts. Any closing thoughts?
Man, we like, yeah, I'll just say like, for our little band from Sydney, like Matt said, we're super, super stoked to be over here in the first place. If you guys have come out to a show, we'll never forget it. Like our first time over here has been fucking mental because of everybody that's come out to these shows. The band's looking after us. Isaac looking after us.
Yes.
Chris and the team, thank you guys for having us here.
We appreciate you having us, man.
Anytime, man.
Thank you.
We're living our dream. So.
I got one more question for you guys.
Talk to you, baby.
What do you think about the Gene Weinberg thing? It sucks.
It's just devastating. It's just super bizarre.
What? You didn't hear this? Oh man! So
perhaps
like,
I did.
So all right. So they put up a post saying, "All right, we parted with Jay," and then they took it down.
Oh, like, stuff not
very stuff quickly not after yeah. had the comments turned off and stuff. And I was like, "Oh, that's kind of spicy."
Yeah.
I don't know. I woke up and these guys were throwing shit at the front there of the van. This is what. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird. Took it down, right?
I think they took. I don't know if it's back up, but like they put it up, they took it down, and then yeah, everyone was kind of like, "What the fuck just happened?" Like,
yeah, then delete post.
Are they serious? Mm-hmm. Oh man, and it was like kind of worded in such a weird way as well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is it creative things, right?
Yeah, but like,
it'd be funny if it was a big joke.
Oh man, yeah.
It's a long. They're just like still bullying him the whole time he's been in the band. They're like,
we're a long way from April, bro. Like,
yeah,
true. Well, we have the theory. We're like,
after lying.
This is how Jay found out.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. A lot of bands do that all the time.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
That can't be real.
About ability to hook up with.
Is that an Onion article?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Hard times. God damn.
Fuck. That's
hell yeah, the hard times.
Oh, man.
What a good article, too.
They fucking got us. Fuck. They got us.
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
I don't know, man.
I don't know what to make of that, but that's like super unfortunate. Jay's a fucking animal. And like, he did all of Joey's parts like really fucking justice.
Did you get Jay on? Was it here? Did you talk to Jay?
No, I think that was Craig.
That was Craig.
Craig, you talked to Craig.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched Jay on a podcast though, and I was like, "This is my first. I'd never even listened to him on a record, but I was like, he's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Seems kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah. What do you think as like as a drummer?
Man, like whoever they get, better fucking step up to the plate. Because like I said, like I always thought that like. What happened with Joey was really unfortunate. And, you know, I guess we'll never really know the true details of what goes on behind closed doors. But,
totally.
You know, he was a huge influence on me. And, like, I'm, like, 4 out of the 5 bands almost every night on this show have been using the Joey signature snare, myself included. And that's, I've got 2 of them now. But, yeah, so like iconic guy, really hard to replace, and then like he had some big shoes to fill. And I think he did well. I think he did really fucking well. And I don't know what's going to happen from here. Like, whoever they get better.
I wonder. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It's crazy.
It's very strange.
Life. Just Paul, staring at that the whole show.
Which?
The Paul Gray.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, Paul was the first person I met from like a favorite band.
Really?
Oh, shit. It's Paul Gray. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. He's a
fucking legend.
He's sitting right there.
Yeah, he's fun. He's fucking super nice guy. Yeah.
That was our interaction meeting Scott from Carnifex.
All like, of them, yeah.
It took me and Dane like a week to talk to him.
Yeah. Dude, like, you said something to me at the show. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Fuck.
So podcast? Nah. You're like, nah.
Yeah.
Do you hear that ringing?
Yeah. Like, still trying to come to terms with the fact that I'm in America. And then it's like,
yeah.
Sick, fucking dude. Heroes talking to me.
I went and got cool, man. I got Starbucks with Sean, and I was just like, "What the fuck is life right now? This is That's crazy, it. Dude."
Like imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's hard. It doesn't really go away. It's weird.
Yeah.
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 Like, oh, that's good
like,
to know.
You feel like
you're only the biggest band in the genre, and you're still suffering from that. Shit.
People are just gonna think I'm a fucking loser, dude. It's a fucking poser, man. Yeah, it's just a kind of creep up. And then you learn with age, with self-doubt, you got to fucking, it's there, then you fucking stop it.
Yeah.
Stop. Or that, either stop it, it's not real, or it's, oh shit, that's what I got to do.
Yeah.
If it's like a scary, hey, experiment with this kind of.
Trust your gut.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind
yeah,
of cool. thing. Well, shit. Well, guys, I knew you guys could get to LA.
Yep.
I really.
Thanks for having us, man.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, where do people find you guys?
Where can they find us?
Yeah.
Instagram, to the grave AU. I think we fucked off our TikTok, so we don't use that shit anymore. Instagram, to the grave AU is where to find us. You'll probably talk to me or Matt or any of us through the DMs, but that's the place to find us. If you want to find us individually, we're only following 4 people. Not that hard.
Yeah, it's hard for you guys. It's like, thank God I'm going to
fucking
And
just 300 people, dude.
That's it. Yeah.
Thank God.
If anyone listening has Discord, we've actually got an official
band.
We've got an official band Discord, that you can join. Yeah. Pretty sure it's discord.gg/TTFG.
Nice.
And you can, we're in there every now and then.
If you're watching right now, the link is literally on the screen. So.
Yeah.
Cool. And if
it's in the link tree,
If you didn't come out to this US tour, fucking come out to the next one, please.
Yeah.
Like, if you did, thank you.
You gotta be back for sure.
You have to. Now that we got our visas, man, like that was the biggest bitch of a part. So sure, we'll be back trying to get the use out of them. You know,
hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, pleasure to meet you guys.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much, bro.
All right, everyone, that's it. Later.